From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. The Indian outsourcing firm Infosys is expected to pay a $35 million fine after allegations that it gamed the U.S. immigration visa system. This is the largest fine of its kind in U.S. history. Infosys is a massive tech company with 157,000 employees worldwide. It's accused of using the short-term, cheaper B-1 visas for workers who actually were working long-term and should have been on the harder-to-get H-1B visas. Jason Bellini is with the Wall Street Journal. And Jason, first of all, why would Infosys do it? What was in it for Infosys to do this?
Hi, Robin. Well, what this allowed them to do, allegedly, was to undercut their competitors. They're able to bring in foreigners and pay them less than they'd have to shell out for American workers to do the same work. And they were also to get able to get these B-1 visas, which are supposed to be only for foreigners attending business conventions, for meetings or installing machinery, get them for an unknown number of employees and allegedly then not have to pay them what they would otherwise have to pay them, and also save on what it really costs to get a visa for a legitimate worker who's coming to the United States.
Well, and we said that the H-1B visas, who are longer staying workers, those visas are harder to get. Why? There's a cap, we understand, involved?
Well, there is a cap on it. It's a controversial one. It's actually been in discussion in the Senate debate over immigration reform. You've got tech companies that have been lobbying aggressively to change this. Companies like Amazon and Microsoft, they claim they don't have enough workers and they want to see more H-1B visas. Now, the Senate version of the immigration reform bill that passed would make 110,000 H-1B visas available each year. Right now, there's only 65,000, and it constrains the use of those visas that make it possible for Indian companies to bring more people into those visas. So it actually says that if a company has more than 75% of its U.S.-based employees on that type of visa, the H-1B visa, they'll be unable to apply for more visas. So these Indian companies are not thrilled with what's in the Senate version of immigration legislation.
Well, meanwhile, this allegation, and you keep underscoring that, although they are paying this huge fine, this allegation that Infosys was going with the easier-to-get no-cap B-1 visas came to the public's attention back in February of 2011 with Jay Palmer, an Infosys consultant, started interacting more and more with these visiting employees. Here's what he told CBS News.
I had an employee over from India that had been over several times before, and he came up to me and he was literally in tears. Told me he was over here illegally. He didn't want to be here. He was worried that he would get caught.
So it was one of the workers actually blowing the whistle. But Palmer went on to say that these workers brought over on these B-1 visas said on their visa applications that they had specialized expertise. Was that true? Again, the accusation, the allegation is that Infosys was doing this to, end run American jobs. Was part of that saying that people had specialized expertise that they didn't?
Well, you know, it's interesting because his allegations sparked the investigation into Infosys. It's now costing them $35 million, probably being announced tomorrow. Let me read you what he also shared with the Senate Judiciary Committee on Immigration back in 2011. He said, I constantly complained that Infosys was sending me freshers, quote unquote, freshers on H-1B visas. A fresher is a common Indian term for a person with no experience or specialized talent, usually just out of college. Now, Mr. Palmer said that the company would send over whatever fresher got the visa first. So, I mean, it's also important to note that Mr. Palmer sued Infosys for harassment and for breach of contract. The federal judge dismissed that case, but his attorney says he's been cooperating with the investigation.
Well, we're going to hear more about this and maybe find out if it's more widespread than the allegations, which they still just are, against Infosys. Jason Bellini of The Wall Street Journal, thanks so much.
Thank you.
You're listening to Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.